You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
How's it going, Bucko Nation? This is Locked On Pirates. And I'm super excited for this episode. Today's episode, though, is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selections, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. But I do have a question for you, Pirates Nation. Hope. What exactly is it? Well, Webster's Dictionary defines hope as to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or be true. And if you pay attention to this Pirates minor league system, you may have some hope. I know I sure do. And in today's episode, we're going to try something a little different from the norm. We're going to talk about my number one passion, and that's prospect talk. In the first half of the show, we're going to talk about the pitching prospects and what I think of them. There's quite a bit of pitching prospects and hitting prospects. May not get to them all, but we'll see. Later, like I said, we'll get to the hitting prospects. And I'm super excited about this show, guys, let me tell you. Anyways, my name is Cody Patanko, and I am your host of Locked On Pirates. For those of you that follow my work on Rumbunter, you know I love prospects, and I appreciate that you follow me. I also encourage you to give me a follow on Twitter, TankPatanko013, and Locked on Twitter, at Locked On Pirates. And if you don't want to miss all the fun and action that we have on Locked On, I highly suggest that you hit that subscribe button and give us that 5-star review. Alrighty, let's get into some of these pitching prospects, shall we? And just as a little disclaimer, I will say that I'm not going to get to every single pitcher in this organization. That's just impossible. But I will try my hardest to point out the ones who have the most promise and who have been busting their tail to make it. As well as, I've talked to these prospects that I'm going to mention, and we're just going to dive into that. It's going to be a fun show, I promise. Let's start with the easy ones, or the obvious ones, in Tanaj Thomas and Quinn Priester. Tanaj Thomas, a.k.a. the Bahama King, has one hell of a future ahead of him. A former infielder turned pitcher in the Indians organization has an absolute flamethrower for an arm. I mean, Jiminy Christmas, this guy can throw heat. His former pitching coach in Bristol, Eric Minshall, told me, this kid has the stuff to make it. He had nothing but praise for this young man. And when you see that this kid can clock 100 on the gun that early, you should be excited for his potential. Some people call him a future closer, but I see starter potential in him, and I expect nothing less than a starter. It actually is funny, though. Some of his teammates will poke and jab at him, saying that, well, you're a closer, right? And, you know, Tanaj would say, no, I'm a starter. And that's just the kind of guy Tanaj is. He's a fiery cat, and I just love what he has to offer for this team down the line. Now, let's get into Quinn Priester. Now, there's a guy with a strange backstory. I mean, good Lord. Growing up in a cold city in Illinois, Quinn Priester never had a legitimate pitching coach. What? Never a pitching coach? What are you talking about? Yeah, never a pitching coach. Middle school, high school, nothing like that. This guy self-taught how to throw pitches and learn all the ins and outs of being a pitcher with just trial and error, as well as watching YouTube videos of his favorite pitchers, learning their mechanics and their little movements and everything. That's just incredible to me. And can't you just imagine him in his basement with, like, Rocky montage music in the background, just throwing balls at the wall and seeing what works? And it worked out for him. His hard work paid off. He was picked 18th overall out of Cary, Illinois by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the first round. And going into that draft, it was mentioned that his curveball was way ahead of schedule in it, and from seeing it, it looks really nasty, guys. I'm really excited about Quinn Priester and where he does end up. Now, let's get into some more hidden prospects from people outside. And that's Santiago Flores. He is a prospect who got lost in the Tanaj Thomas and Quinn Priester hype train. He got lost in the shuffle a little bit. But let me tell you, this cat has the stuff and hasn't been lost in the shuffle within the organization. I know for a fact he is labeled a priority and is watched very closely. And according to Fangraphs, his fastball is a 50/60, meaning he has potential to grow that fastball into a very, very good fastball. His curveball as well is at a 50/60. And he was expected to make the bigs by 2021. Obviously, though, I know with the minor league shutdown, that will get pushed back. But it is an indicator to me he is very, very, very close. And you can tell that by listening to some of the stories. I mean, this guy has the heart and the drive and the will to just absolutely dominate. I mean, you think about just all of the stuff that he had to go through just to become a pitcher. It's really incredible to think about, you know. You hear a lot of the stories with the international prospects, and some of these guys come from absolutely nothing, and they're just trying to make it and provide for their families, and Santiago Flores is one of them, and you just need to listen to all of their stories when they actually come out, and it's incredible, trust me. Another guy kind of lost in the shuffle, but not within the organization, is Cody Bolton. Along with Tanaj Thomas and Quinn Priester, they've been labeled the sort of saviors of Pittsburgh in a way. He has a really good fastball and a slider that has the potential to be very nasty with the 55-60 rating on Fangraphs. If you just look at his numbers from last year, you will see why he has that savior label. In Bradenton, he pitched 61 and two-thirds innings, striking out 69, walking 14, and he had an ERA of just 1.61, as well as just giving up one home run in Bradenton. That's crazy. If you limit the gopher balls, you're going to be looked at very hard by your organization. And if you're a guy who hates ERA, just look at his xFIP. He has a 2.46. That's still extremely low. And these guys I'm really excited about, and I hope you are too. Now let's talk some bullpen arms. I know today we sure do need some help in the Pirates bullpen. And here are some arms that can hopefully come up soon and help the team. John O'Reilly being one of them. Talk about a self-made guy. This guy came from Rutgers, a school not known for baseball or much athletically, recently anyways. He worked his tail off just to not get drafted. I mean, that has to be extremely disappointing for a guy as fiery as John O'Reilly. The Pirates ended up picking him up in 2018, and he just absolutely zoomed through the organization last year, just going up the ranks. He jumped from mid-A ball to high-A ball and then to double-A ball last year. He combined for 49 and one-thirds innings pitched, giving up just 8 earned runs, striking out 31, only walking 15. This cat can pitch, and I think going undrafted gave him that edge of maybe that me-against-the-world mentality. And I don't know if he'd tell you that exactly, but it sure does seem that way from the outside looking in. Another one, Cameron Junker. That's a pretty cool name to begin with. I mean, Junker, that's just awesome. And for Pittsburgh guys, maybe he's related to Guy Junker. He's not, but that'd be kind of cool anyways. Anyways, he has the makings of a good MLB bullpen arm. In his professional debut last year, this guy, he's only been in pro ball for 1 year, mind you. Junker looked awesome in West Virginia. He pitched 28 innings. He had 5 saves. He only gave up 4 runs, thus resulting in a 129 ERA or a 1.96 xFIP for you stat nerds like me. When you're talking relievers, another big stat is that left on base percentage. And for Junker, it was an extremely good 83.3%. That's pretty good. When you come out, you expect your reliever to leave the runners on base. That's their job. That's what they need to do. They need to pick the starter up. And Junker did that, like I said, 83.3% of the time. Another one, DJ Khaled. Shout out. Quite possibly, this guy has the most epic name of all time. And that's Samson Abernathy. A very key part in the back end of the Bristol bullpen last year. Manager Kyron Madison told me in an interview I had with him. This guy appeared in 17 games last year. He ended up saving 8 of them and blowing none. That's crucial. And in those 17 games, he managed to give up 7 runs. That's not terrible. His left on base percentage leaves you wanting a little more at 69.9%. But the very good sign that you see is that 64.2% of the time the balls were hit, they were ground balls. And ground ball pitchers, they sometimes get a little unlucky with them sneaking through. A ball has eyes sometimes. But when a batter is getting the ball on the ground and it's rolling instead of in the air, 9 times out of 10, it's going to end up good. And 64.2% of the time, it ended up on the ground instead of in the air. And that's crucial. It's extremely crucial. And I know you're thinking, well, these guys are in Bristol or they're very young. How can you say that these guys are going to be what they're going to be? I don't know if they're going to be what I think they're going to be. But as I mentioned in the beginning, it's hope. You hope that these guys make it. And I think they will. Maybe that's a little biased, but to be honest, there's substance in this. That you have to look within the numbers and you have to see their heart, you have to see their drive. And yeah, it doesn't always work out and the odds are always going to be against them to make it, but I'm telling you, if you watch the tape, if you listen to their voice, they just have that it factor. And you have to trust me on this sometimes, I'm telling you. Now before we get into these Pirates hitting prospects, let's talk about something extremely important. And that's rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require a membership or account login. That's clutch. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts for the hundreds of manufacturers. You may also go to rockauto.com and in the Where Did You Hear About Us section, write Locked On, why don't you? Amazing selections, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Let's talk about something else important. And that's when you need to relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD got you covered. Because it doesn't matter if you're an athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you just spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable chair. That just sucks. Why don't you go CBDMD? You can try the CBD Freeze with menthol. It's an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. You could also try CBD Recover. It combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, They're offering all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. That's LOCKEDONMLB at the checkout line. Be sure to go CBDMD. If you're still rocking with me, I'm glad you stuck around, because we're not done yet, baby. If you want to be like the cool kids, I suggest you hit that subscribe button. And why not? Give us that 5-star review. Maybe leave a comment. It's always appreciated. But, as promised, we will get into these Pirates hitting prospects. Speed seems to be the theme with this club, and some of these guys I will mention have speed for days. One of these guys right now is Jared Oliva. Here's an outfield prospect who seems to be right on the cusp of making it to the show, hence his call to the taxi squad in Altoona. And here's a guy who managed to swipe 36 bags last year with Altoona, as well as a .277 batting average, or a weighted on base average of .343, along with a weighted runs created plus of .123. Rather impressive, my good sir. I'm extremely curious when and if he gets that call to the show to see what he can do. Base stealing seems to be a lost art. It seems. And I think he can bring that back with Pittsburgh. I mean, you talk to this guy and he just loves base swiping. He even told me, I like being part of the game no matter what. And even if it comes down to base stealing, even if I don't steal the base, I want to be inside the pitcher's head so he's thinking of me instead of the batter at the plate. And that's an unforeseen aspect of baseball, you know. You don't know what's going in that pitcher's head. And that could be a crucial part of the game, especially late in the game. Now, here's another speedster, Josiah Dixon. Let's talk about someone who is very early in their development. This guy's only 18. He'll turn 19 August 31st. But he has the makings of a good player. I see a little bit of Tony Womack, but he's 18, so we don't know yet. I don't know. I like Tony Womack. He was pretty fast, and Josiah Dixon kind of reminds me of him in a way. But in a limited sample size, he had 84 plate appearances, so it's very limited. He did manage a .329 batting average and managed to swipe 8 bags. Now, here comes the disappointing part. There's no minor league season. And for guys like Josiah Dixon, who are extremely early in their development, this is a very crucial part in their career where they need to figure out the ins and outs of baseball and how to be a professional. And 1 year in professional baseball isn't going to teach you everything you need to know about how to carry yourself or how to go about your day-to-day activities. And I really hope that he's still in the gym and is working out and is coming up with little nuances on how to, you know, swipe a bag or carrying his load or something to the effect on the defensive side or whatever it may be. I really like Josiah Dixon, and I hope that he's continuing to grow. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Cody, why aren't you talking about the two most obvious hitting prospects that you need to talk about? I gotcha. You just gotta be patient, okay? You gotta be patient. O'Neill freaking Cruz, okay? There, I said it. O'Neill Cruz. One of two Pirates to make it on MLB Pipeline's top 100 list. He's at 63. Now get this. This dude's a 6'7" shortstop prospect? What? 6'7"? That's like 6 shortstops in one man. And he has all the makings of being a big-time problem in the majors for years to come. With that pop, that arm strength. And he does have a little bit of speed despite his length. He has those long legs, and if you have long legs, it doesn't take much to get from point A to point B. I'm not that very tall, so I don't know. I am quite envious of his 6'7" height. But I am curious to see where he ends up on the defensive side of the ball. Personally, I'd like to see him in the right field area, especially with the DH. Maybe we see Polanco become the DH and O'Neill Cruz surpasses him as the right fielder, especially with that arm strength. But I don't know, maybe he stays at shortstop, and that would make him one of the tallest shortstop in history, or maybe the tallest ever. I'll have to check on that. I don't know how I'd go about checking that, but we'll see. But I'm sorry for the rambling. Let's get into his numbers. His raw power stat is a 70 over 80, meaning he still has 10 more points to grow, according to Fangraphs, in that raw power category. That's crucial. His throws are an 80 over 80, meaning he's reached his limit there, but that's still extremely high. He still has room to go and grow in the hit category, 30 over 40, you know. But one stat that sticks out to me was that ISO number last year in Bradenton at a staggering 213. That's a lot of power. As well as a weighted on base average of 391. That's almost 400. That's incredible. And I'm pretty sure his weighted runs created plus was at a 154, which is 54 above average. I'm sure we see him off the taxi squad sooner rather than later, and we see him in a Pirates jersey for the first time. And to be honest, I'm really excited to see what this kid can do. Now, here is the prospect that is on everyone's lips, and that's Cabrian Hayes. This guy, holy smokes, he's the second Pirate on MLB Pipeline's list at number 40. That's pretty high, especially for a Pirates prospect. This guy's a defensive freaking wizard at third base. I think it's 3 or 4 years in a row he won a minor league version of the Golden Glove at the hot corner. But his issue has always come with the bat. And after talking to the Fort, Michael McHenry, he compared him to a Nolan Arenado. Nolan Arenado, when he was coming up, was touted as a defensive guy. He's not going to have much pop in his bat. He's not going to be a big hitting prospect. And now look at him. He's hitting a crap ton of home runs, and he's hitting for average. And that got me really excited, because the Fort's mindset is one that I always look to when you're analyzing things. This guy always has his finger on the pulse when it comes to talking prospects or talking about a developing player, and it's really exciting to hear him say that. But you look at last year, he started off cold, but when the weather got hotter, especially in July, he managed to boost his batting average for the month to be a 255. Then August comes around, and then he locks in. In 104 at-bats, he managed 34 hits, 7 of which were extra base hits, 15 ribbies, a 327 average, along with an OPS of 831. This shows me someone was in the lab figuring themselves out, and that is extremely promising from Cabrian Hayes. Extremely promising. And I'm extremely excited. That should be the buzzword today, extremely. I'm extremely excited about the prospects that I talked about today. Now, I know some of these guys may seem far off in the distance to make a difference on this team now. But remember what I've been saying. You have to be patient and give this new management some time to figure things out. You've seen Ben Cherington's history of work. Look at Toronto. Toronto now is competing for an AL East title in one of the most competitive divisions in baseball, that AL East, with the daunting Yankees and Red Sox and everyone within that division fighting for control. They're one of the top teams in baseball when it comes to young talent. You got guys like Bo Bichette and Vladdy Jr. leading the charge on that Toronto team. And Ben Cherington is one of the guys that molded that team and molded those two players to become leaders. And I believe in him and I trust him and I still love my team, and I sure as hell hope you do too. Also, I'd like to shout out to all my Pirates minor league players and coaches. What you do is not missed by me, and I'm sorry if I didn't mention your name today, but we are on a time limit a little bit here, and I'd just like to shout out everyone. But this is going to do it for Locked On Pirates. And tomorrow's episode, we will be talking about the series finale against the Brew Crew. Hopefully, we're talking about a series victory, the first one of Derek Shelton's career. I encourage you to go over to Locked On Brewers and see things from the enemy's perspective. I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow.